Good morning and welcome to day 28 of my top tips on creating a powerful personal presence. And I'd like to start with a quote from Harvey Mackay, who's written a great book basically around networking called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And the premise of this book is that we shouldn't wait until we're desperate for business before we take action, but that we should be out there on the networking scene, even when we're really busy building relationships and developing a presence out on those networks and maintaining a presence. And too many people, when they're really busy, decide that they're going to stop networking for a while because they're so busy with tasks that they have to do. And then 6 months down the line, they suddenly find they haven't got a pipeline and they're not very well connected either. They've kind of lost touch with the people in their network. So do follow Harvey's advice and make sure that even when you're busy, you're out there on the networking scene. And it's interesting to watch people who are busy and really fired up about their business are incredibly attractive. People are drawn to them because they want to understand why they're being so successful. They can sense their excitement, their passion for their business, and therefore they're drawn to them. So when you're in that state, when you are really busy, really enjoying what you're doing, stretched and challenged, but rising to those challenges, your personal presence is much higher. And people are naturally attracted towards you. So it's a brilliant time to be out on the networking scene. And Harvey Mackay says that inspirational people drink at their wells of inspiration daily. And what he means by that is that they surround themselves with other inspirational people. They surround themselves with successful people, people who are more successful than themselves, who will constantly challenge them and encourage them to move forward, to take bigger leaps, to try things that they otherwise wouldn't try. So who do you spend your time with? I want you to think about that, because very often we hang on to connections and we hang on to relationships and friendships because we feel that we have to. But actually, more and more, we find that the people we hang out with can drain our energy. They're not particularly interested in us, in our business, in our growth. In fact, quite often they can feel threatened by it. And friends that we've had for a long time, who perhaps are now slowing down in their life and perhaps even not working anymore, find it quite challenging to be with us if we're really excited and enthusiastic and we're challenging ourselves, because they feel challenged by us. So review who you're spending your time with. And I'm not suggesting that you dump all your lifelong friends, but really think about how much time you're spending with people that may drain your energy or may try to hold you back. They're not doing this maliciously, but subconsciously, by holding you back, you're more comfortable for them to be around. And sometimes we can like to be in that comfort zone because we're not challenged by it. But if you're really serious about growing your business, if you're really serious about taking yourself to the next level, then spend time with people who are going to take you to that next level. People that are trying things that you've been scared to try. People that are moving into new areas or breaking new barriers and crossing new frontiers in their business and their life. They're the sort of people that will stimulate you, motivate you, and inspire you to the next level. And of course, when you're fired up, when you're inspired, when you're motivated, when you're challenging yourself, you become incredibly dynamic and incredibly inspirational to others, and others then want to hang out with you. So today's message is: review who you're spending your time with. Are they inspiring you, or are they draining your energy? Have a great day, and I hope today that you will be spending time with those lovely inspirational people. And I look forward to seeing you on day 29.